Stephen L. Johnson talks to America about the Bush administration's plans to combat global warming, while the EPA releases its first list of HPV chemicals. Today is September 14, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Compost isn't quite what it used to be. EPA announced it is revising the list of items designated in its guidelines as landscaping products to promote the use of materials recovered from solid waste. EPA is expanding the description of compost from yard trimmings and food waste to include compost from biosolids and manure. In addition, the agency has added fertilizer made from recovered materials as a designated landscaping item. The redefinition is expected to have a large effect on government procuring agencies and other organizations directed to purchase recycled materials. The EPA administrator is letting Americans know where the Bush administration currently stands on global warming. Stephen L. Johnson this week was the featured guest of Ask the White House, an online public forum presented and mediated by the administration. Johnson commented on international involvement in efforts to curb global climate change. In particular, the EPA administrator, referencing his scientific background, said he believes there is sufficient evidence that humans are affecting climate change to take action. However, Johnson reiterated the Bush administration's stance against ratifying the Kyoto Treaty and deflected hopes for international action on global warming toward an upcoming summit in Washington, D.C. Coming up, the EPA releases its first set of hazard characterizations on 101 high production volume chemicals and plans to use the same process for thousands more, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The EPA has released the first set of hazard characterizations on 101 high production volume, or HPV, chemicals. The characterizations were largely based on data submitted by the American chemical industry under EPA's HPV Challenge Program. The program challenged chemical companies to provide toxicity and screening level hazard data on chemicals manufactured in excess of 1 million pounds per year. The hazard characterizations include a summary of the data submitted, as well as the agency's evaluation of the quality and completeness of the data, and an assessment of the potential hazards that a chemical or chemical category may pose. EPA plans to combine this information with inventory update data to develop its next round of risk characterizations. The results can be expected to characterize the future of EPA regulation for HPV chemicals. The agency intends to use this approach to assess risks and take action on 3,000 HPV chemicals by 2012. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.